This is KGOU. I'm Brian Herdzinski. A bill setting the tax rate on new oil and gas wells was one of the capstones of the 2014 legislative session. Governor Mary Fallon signed the measure last week, ending months of intense debate and oil industry lobbying. But the bill is already headed for a legal challenge, and as State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, some of the constitutional questions could have a profound effect on Oklahoma government.
The state of Oklahoma runs on tax revenue, and House Bill 2562 looks like a tax bill. It modifies the tax code, it changes a tax rate that provides revenue for state agencies, but the bill's supporters say it's not a revenue bill.
Once again, the tax rate is not changing.
The bill deals with taxes on new oil and gas production. Depending on who you ask and how you ask, it either raises or lowers the effective tax rate oil and gas royalty owners will pay. Defending his bill on the Capitol floor, Republican House Speaker Jeff Hickman explained the differences as he sees them.
The tax rate, gross production tax rate in Oklahoma has been 7%. It is 7% today, and it will be if this passes. The incentive program that it's about to expire is being changed. That will result in an effective tax rate of 2% going forward for 36 months.
Representative Hickman says the tax rate isn't changing, but the effective tax rate is. He says it's not a revenue bill, it's an incentive bill. But Oklahoma City Attorney and legislative watchdog Jerry Fent, who has successfully challenged laws in the past, says that explanation is nonsense, and he's preparing a lawsuit.
It is null and void. It's void ab initio. That's Latin for initially it was void.
The roots of Fent's challenge were planted in the 1980s. Oil busts fueled a funding crisis, and lawmakers raised taxes to fill budget gaps. And a controversial $230 million school reform package that passed on an emergency clause spurred outcry from opponents who wanted a statewide vote.
Revenue bills would appear in the last week that never did go to a committee or anything like that, which would give a lot of hanky-panky ability of legislature to do things.
Oklahomans were fed up. In 1992, voters approved State Question 640, an amendment to the state constitution that put extra burdens on passing revenue bills.
No revenue bill shall be passed during the last 5 days of the session. Also, revenue bills must be approved by 3/4 vote in both the House and the Senate.
House Bill 2562 fails both of those tests, but its backers say it doesn't matter since it's not a revenue bill. They say revenue bills are bills that raise taxes. A spokesman for Governor Mary Fallon, Alex Wentz, says that's not what this measure does.
Basically, it works just like any other tax incentive or tax credit bill does. Oil and gas companies will essentially get a discount.
Wentz says lawmakers can change that tax discount without changing the tax rate. Replacing a 1% effective tax rate with a 2% effective tax rate isn't a tax increase. It's just decreasing the discount. And when oil and gas royalty owners see that 2% effective tax rate return to 7%, it's not a tax increase. It just means the discount is over. It's Attorney General Scott Pruitt's job to defend the bill in court.
Clearly, that was the contemplation of the voters, to say, look, you're not going to raise my taxes unless you do these things. There's more to it than just simply whether it was a revenue measure or not.
While Fent and the bill's backers disagree on the specific language in the state constitution, everyone agrees the long-term impact of an eventual court ruling could be big because it could help define the very words and terms that lawmakers use to fund government in Oklahoma. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.